This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison's independent police monitor has resigned. The work of the office has struggled to get off the ground, as has the work of the Police Civilian Oversight Board. They were both started in 2020 after years of discussion. They were designed to provide civilian oversight to the police department and handle complaints. After over a year and a half without any staff, Robin Copley was chosen as the monitor in December 2022. Since then, she hired two employees and went on medical leave. When that happened, work stalled again. Last year, during the budget process, city finance leaders and elected officials questioned the office's success since Copley took the job. It took about 2 years for Copley's office to produce a complaint form for residents who had grievances against the police department. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway even proposed axing the effort entirely. After a meeting of the Police Civilian Oversight Board, Copley has resigned. She wrote a letter citing severe health issues. Now, the board will find an interim monitor as they search for a permanent replacement. And Wisconsin's education department is currently waiting to hear if they'll get $8 million that was supposed to go toward recruiting and training special education teachers. The Trump administration has canceled tens of millions of dollars in grants to Wisconsin schools for all kinds of programs. Superintendent Jill Underley's office says this program has trained and mentored more than 300 teachers since it started last year. The Trump administration canceled a remaining $8 million in this grant because it said teachers would have an equity mindset. The DPI removed that language and a judge allowed the administration to cancel the grant, but the DPI has appealed and now they're waiting on an answer. Data shows that after 7 years on the job, more than half of Wisconsin's special ed teachers left for other professions or left the state altogether. Madison may be getting a new ambulance crew. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway has been unveiling parts of her operating budget proposal for next year, and now she's announced it will include another ambulance company. Madison is growing by nearly 5,000 people each year, and that's increased calls to the fire department. The mayor says firefighters and EMS are getting almost double the number of calls they were 20 years ago.
Last year alone, Madison Fire Department responded to close to 44,000 incidents across our community. EMS calls accounted for 67% of these incidents. It's about 30,000 requests for ambulances each year, and the demand is just growing. There were more than 200 times last year when every single one of our ambulances was out responding to a call. And we have several units who are approaching 5,000 runs per year. That's not sustainable as our community continues to grow.
Her proposal would fund another ambulance and 9 full-time paramedics. The mayor's budget proposal will now be considered by the City Finance Committee and finally by the Common Council. Meanwhile, Madison is getting a big loan to deal with contamination on the former Oscar Mayer site. The Department of Natural Resources is lending the city more than $1.3 million to clean up properties around the area. They were used to store fuel oil and as a coal yard, and now there's contamination in the soil. These loans will help pay to clean out that contamination, which allows for new development. Eventually, there will be more buildings there. The mayor says thanks to this loan, they can start the process to build what will become home to hundreds of Madisonians. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Brewers and Cubs in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the NLDS. After 2 wins in Milwaukee, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked what is he expecting from the Cubs fans at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be here a number of times in the last 10 years. I know how great this crowd can be, how impactful it can be, just like ours were the last 2 games.
Right-hander Quinn Priester on the mound for the Brewers on facing the Cubs.
They know what they're going to get. We know what we're going to get. And it's just, you know, go to battle. And just, we're going to keep punching back. They're going to keep punching, see who comes out on top. And if we play our style of baseball and we execute the way we can execute on the mound at the plate, we're really confident in our team.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday. Cincinnati making a trade, sending a 5th-round pick to the Browns for veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. The Bengals losing 3 in a row with backup Jake Browning after Joe Burrow had toe surgery. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.